Yes, sir. It is legit great food down there at Hattie B's.
True that.
We'll take a peek into the football's weekend here coming up at 5:55 or so. And we got community quick or Sturm Center, and then the concert calendar. So I hope everybody got a snoot full of what went down yesterday during Picks with Friends. I'm not going to replay everything. I know the Musers did that. But just to give you a snippet, we're kind of dovetailing off of this. Just to give you a quick snippet of what happened. We were all on with Picks with Friends. We're laughing at the concept of Dan not having to ride the bus to Arizona, which is what the loser has to do, that he could trade that if he would just get a monkey and keep it for 6 weeks.
I thought it was a year.
No. Let's not get crazy. Okay. It's 6 weeks. And so the conversation was insane. It was hilarious. And this is just about, 45 seconds of it. And we're gonna,
on the football team. Like, you have to go to all the
private
performances.
School. You're supposed to be able to take care of this.
Yeah, I'm paying for this. $20,000 a year.
St. Okay. Mark's.
You know what? I will accept you having the monkey. Yeah, I'm down with it. No.
And then you have to go to at least one coach and say, he wants to try out for the golf team.
You have to take him to the range.
Do you have any left-handed clubs?
Holy crap. And he's wearing those...
Well, Cleveland Browns club head. That's my boy.
There he is. What'd you get? He made a 70 number one.
You have to go get him fitted for clubs and everything. Yeah.
He made a 70 on one and he killed his playing partner.
So it's just out of control.
His little giggles are my favorite.
That can't be real, man.
It's so out of control. And so last night I was thinking about that, how a George laugh and really the collective ticket laugh, it can make anything fun. It can make anything funny. It may just put you in a good mood no matter what. Hearing someone, especially George, for whatever reason, just lose his S laughing. Like, it's perfect. It's the perfect way to waltz into the weekend. It just makes you happy. So we thought we would put that to the test. Like, what situation can he make fun or funny or not miserable? So there is a new show on Netflix based on the life and times of Jeffrey Dahmer. It's so dark that I gave it 3/4 of one episode and had to quit.
Same.
Like, I'm such a wuss, I couldn't even finish it. So, can George make Jeffrey Dahmer, the Netflix special, can he give that the palate cleanser that it needs?
I'm just going to tell you right now, this is going to be difficult to hear, Mr. Dahmer. There was a human head in his refrigerator. Two plastic bags in the freezer, each containing a human heart. Another containing a set of male genitalia. In the bedroom, there was 5 more skulls. Knives and hammers and saws and Polaroids documenting the dismemberments. In another drawer, we found a complete human skeleton. The bones had been bleached. A dried scalp. And then a 57-gallon vat filled with acid.
Wow.
See, it's not as bad, right? That's like the worst scene he's telling. Is it his father that he's telling?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he's telling his dad about human heads and hearts and testicles and everything else. And George made it better.
Yeah,
he really did.
We should check with the victims' families and see if it makes it better for them.
Let's not do that part.
What if he's in court, like always? And he's just got a headset on listening to something funny and he's laughing as people are breaking down.
Like, see, it's not that bad.
Right.
Listen to George.
There was a movie called Seven in which a gift was presented at the end of the movie and Brad Pitt opened it up and it was the head of his wife.
Spoiler.
Well,
it's,
yeah,
it's like a 30-year-old movie.
It's a big spoiler.
It's still worth watching. It's funny.
So could discovering the head of your wife in a box,
beautiful Gwyneth Paltrow head,
right? Yeah, could that be made more fun with George involved?
I visited your home this morning after you'd left. I tried to play husband. I tried to taste the life of a simple man. It didn't work out. So, I took a souvenir. Her pretty head.
Give me your gun. What's going on over there? Put the gun down.
I saw you with the box. What was in the box?
Because I am living normal life. It seems that envy is my sin.
No, what's in the box?
Not till you give me the
what's
gun.
In the f***ing box?
So yes, it does. It works. It works.
God, I never knew how funny that movie was.
It's like the most shocking ending to a movie.
What's in the box?
The comedic pacing.
Gosh, how baked was he?
How about when a dog dies?
Oh.
Hang on. Lower it a little bit. Marley and Me. I don't know if you guys have seen that or
not. Boy, beheading a wife, funny. A dog dying, Corby?
I know. Too far, right? So at the end of Marley and Me, Owen Wilson's beloved dog, Marley, is put to sleep. And
yeah, the dog that he didn't want at first that then changed his life.
Of course. And so
every movie named after a dog, the dog dies.
Exactly, and I don't get it. Turner and Hooch, Old Yeller, Marley and Me, they all die at the
end.
Did
Benji die?
I think Benji lived on.
Eventually.
They all die. At some point, yeah.
Jerry Lee Lewis, they're all going to die.
This is proven
Greg
true.
Greg Miller.
So, anyway, he's whispering to the dog as they're... I mean, this ending... I hated this movie. Because the final scene is the doctor pumping the dog full of death serum while Owen Wilson is whispering how much he loves the dog. So, can George save this movie, please? Wow. Can he please save Marley and Me?
It's okay. You don't have to do anything. You have your usual energy. We were always saying what a pain you are. You're the world's worst dog. Don't believe it. Don't believe it even for a minute. Because you know we couldn't find a better dog. You know what made you such a great dog is you loved us every day, no matter what. That's an amazing thing. You know how much we love you. Love you so much. More than anything. I don't know exactly where we go from here. But I want you to remember you're a great dog, Marley. You're a great dog.
What'd you get?
Oh, God.
Corby.
Oh, my God.
What?
Too far.
Shut up.
I love dogs.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I think... I like to think that George is laughing at Owen Wilson's performance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're
not,
right.
Not at the dog
You're
dying.
Right.
Because it's just a movie. The dog didn't really die.
No, no. The dog's doing no. great.
Actually, the dog, it's a true story. The dog died years prior. Okay. It was a book yeah. and then turned into yeah. a movie. And so, yeah. But he'd been dead for years.
He was already dead.
Yeah. It's like when Fletch said that. He's been dying for years.
But the dog that played Marley is now dead, by the way.
Yeah. All the dogs.
Cue
yeah.
George.
All the dogs.
All right, baby.
How about when a man is accused of... I'm going to sneeze.
Oh, bless you.
When a man is accused of murder, a murder that he did not commit, and an entire town framed him, that is the Stephen King treatment for The Green Mile, in which, what's his name? The guy, the actor, is dead now, that played him.
Dan Marino?
No.
Tom Hanks?
Tom Hanks was the prison guard.
Yeah.
And then
Michael Clark Duncan.
The giant guy.
Yeah, Michael Clark Duncan was... it was not a very just ending to his life. And so as he is sitting there with in the electric chair with all the nodules on him, and they try to put the little hood over his face so you don't see him explode, and he passionately tries to ask Tom Hanks to not do that because he's afraid of the dark. Can George make that funny?
Do you have anything to say before sentence is carried out?
I'm sorry for what I am. Please, Paul. Don't put that thing up on my face. Don't put me in the dark. I was afraid of the dark.
All right, Joe.
Oh, man, I feel so evil.
All right, and we'll end it with this. I don't know if you guys thought it was real funny.
I'm guessing not.
This is wrong. This is all wrong.
Crazed, deranged, kidnapping, skin suit wearing freak stuffed a body down in a homemade well inside of his basement. And tried to get her to put lotion on her body to soften her skin up so he could make the skin suit. That was part of the plot of Silence of the Lambs. And, can George make that funny?
It rubs the lotion on its skin. It does this whenever it's told.
Mister, my family will pay cash. Whatever ransom you're asking for, they'll pay.
It rubs the lotion on its skin or else it gets the hose again.
If you will, precious, you will get the hose.
Okay. Okay. Mister, if you let me go, I won't press charges, I promise. See, my mom is a real important woman. I guess you already know that.
Now it places the lotion in the basket.
Please. Oh, I gotta go home, please.
It places the lotion in the basket.
I want to see my mom.
Please, no. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. What the f***ing
lotion
in the basket?
Oh, my God.
He's never seen that in his life.
Man. George does.
So yes, the answer is yes.
Always yes.
He makes everything better, everything funnier, everything more comforting.
Yeah.
You know, I had a couple of pops after the show last night.
Yeah.
And before I left, I cornered George, and I uncomfortably told him that he was my favorite. And I love him.
See? All right. There you go. There's some Friday fun for you.
Wow. Here's to George.
Let's get into the football weekend next. 5:58 here on the hard line. Let's get this puppy going.
Whoa, jeez.
Excuse me?
What are you doing to that puppy?
You are a good boy, Marley.
One last one before you go.
Hugh George.
Coming and going.
Yeah,
you can see how...
Yeah. Gotcha.
You can see how that could be mixed up in America. All right. Football weekend.